Welcome to The Great Sending, Season 6, Episode 5, The Fear of God. The Great Sending is God's heart for the world beating through you, a series of devotions edited by Will Soans and published by 10th Power Publishing of Elgin, Illinois. This is Episode 5 of Season 6. Season 6 is all about the Great Sending nature and culture. Today's devotion is written by Reverend Dale Meyer. 1 Peter 1:17 tells us, "And if you call on him as Father who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile." This commentary is about some seldom used words. Why the Latin words Missio Dei instead of the mission of God? Well, because Missio Dei denotes a very specific understanding that captures the whole of our faith and salvation, not just a, oh yes, there's mission too. Here's another almost unknown Latin phrase, incurvatus in se. Many centuries old, it means man or woman turned in on self. It's a great way to understand our sin. We habitually turn inward to our own feelings and inclinations. This is a first commandment sin, because in turning inward, we are not loving our God with all our heart. Martin Luther says, "It is easy to understand how in these things, these gross sins, we seek our fulfillment and love ourselves, how we are turned in upon ourselves and become ingrown, at least in our heart." But now comes the twist. In trying to live rightly before God, we believers can subtly turn in on ourselves. We do them harm now not because they are pleasing to God, but because they delight us and quiet the fears of our heart, because we are praised by men, and thus we do them not for the sake of God, but for ourselves. We have turned everyone to his own way, Isaiah 53, verse 6 says. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10 reminds us, "We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil." Oh, that should put the fear of God into you. And that's another seldom used phrase, the fear of God. The Bible uses the word fear broadly and often. We can understand fear across a spectrum. At one extreme is the emotion we experience when something threatening comes at us that we cannot withstand. A bad diagnosis, financial ruin, marriage on the rocks, and so forth. At the other extreme are similar feelings, but our attitude changes when we hear that our mighty God is coming to our rescue, God for us, not against us. How do we respond to his deliverance? Wow! Awesome! And that, dear reader, is the fear of God. "Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord," Psalm 34 says. This is good fear, wholesome fear, the fear of the Lord. 1 Peter 1 tells us, "If you call on him as Father, who judges impartially according to each one's deeds, conduct yourselves with fear throughout the time of your exile, knowing that you were ransomed with the precious blood of Christ." The ancient term, Missio Dei, is most specific. Jesus turns us out of ourselves to God our Father. How awesome is the fear of God! Consider adding these seldom used words to your faith vocabulary. Wow. Maybe in your own vocabulary, name some symptoms of a man turned in upon himself, or a woman turned in upon herself, a person turned in upon themselves. Just as we are guilty of turning in on ourselves, the church can also turn in on itself. How or where do you see this happening today? And one last thought. How might daily fear of God, that reverent awe that God comes to us, strengthen our mission in the world? Let us pray. Father, you know the thoughts of the wise are folly, but with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. For Jesus' sake, amen. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you at episode 6.